This is WSGW. It's your morning team of Charlie, Denise, Pat, and you. Time is 7:41. Monday One Hit Wonder Song.
And where do we go from?
As you're listening on 100.5 and 790, Siri with Alexa with WSW.com. Had to have that.
Yes.
David Essex. You know, we Mondays have a one-hit wonder song that we have for you, our wake-up song or get-out song. We like to have a little fun with it in the middle of the show, too, just to talk about artists or groups that perhaps have that one song attached to them that maybe you don't know a lot about. And this is one of those cases where, you know, he's a British singer.
Yeah.
And I knew nothing about the guy. Just, you know, this is the song. I hear the song. I know David Essex. That's all I know about. But,
right.
Man, he was like king in England.
Yeah.
I mean, about 20 top 40 singles,
yep.
16 top 40 albums. He was, for a decade, a teen idol in England.
Hmm.
Numerous acting credits.
Yep, a lot of acting. Yep.
That he had done. Just it's just amazing. Again, that's how England knows him. We here in the States. And, you know, why would we? I mean, I get that. There's people here in this country, too, that, you know, they wouldn't recognize in England except for maybe some kind of performance or anything like that. But,
right.
Man, it's just incredible. I love this one fact about him. It says here that when he was a youngster, he was taking a test. I guess it was to determine his availability to get into a certain school that was very much associated with its educational aspects on grammar and such. But he wanted to play football. And so he intentionally failed the test so he could ensure that he got enrolled into a different school where they played the game of football. This other school he was going to get into didn't play football.
Okay. Are we talking about football or football?
Well, my guess is
my guess probably. Yeah. Not England. Yeah, yeah, that's probably a guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right. Soccer. Good point.
Probably not American football.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah. That's pretty cool.
I
want to be able to play, and they don't. So, tell you what, darn, I failed your test.
Oh, oh my gosh!
How unfortunate! I have to go here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I do know that the bassist for that song, his name was a session guy. I think last name was Flowers. I think, and he's the he plays bass in Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about that? Well, because that's got that iconic bass line.
It does. Just, it does. Mm-hmm. So he played a key role in a couple of big songs.
Mm.
Yeah.
You see? Another connection that we can have.
Yeah.
For the one-hit wonder.
And now that would go on to become a hit again, right? In the 80s,
yes.
late 80s or something like that?
Seems like
Michael
it.
Damian.
Michael Damian covered
yeah.
it. Because we actually used his version as one of our wake-up songs when he was celebrating a birthday.
That's right. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. So
okay.
He covered it well, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty close. It's 80s-fied a bit.
Yeah.
But still, it stayed to the spirit of the original.
David Albert Cook, known professionally as David Essex.
Very cool.
There you go. There's your one-hit wonder. Again, in England, he was a king, but here he was a one-hit wonder.